June 23rd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Be a friend to peace of heart. Whatever disturbs your peace is a sign to you that Satan has found a port of entry into your heart. He chooses your weakest point in your own personal holiness. Sometimes it is personal relationships, love of worldly goods, attachment to people or things. But always he enters showing you just where you need to shore up your fort of personal holiness. These attacks by Satan are ways you can see where you need to strengthen in holiness. In this way, Satan is actually helping you to see where you can improve in your relationship with me. It is up to each individual soul to use introspection. Very often, Satan uses pride, even self-righteousness, to enter the heart. If you use prayers as your fortress and shield, Satan will have less of an opportunity to disguise himself as some good. Then he cannot distort the truth. He lies to bring discord into your midst. The gift of prayer uncovers the truth." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.